rock music. Many rock instrumentalists and singers who have very little concern for the skill of instrumental improvisation nevertheless employ what could be called an improvising principle. Where anything is written down, it serves not as a perfect expression of the music to be played, but as a starting point, a guide. It doesn't matter who wrote it, as long as the right person is playing it. Steve Howe said the 1967 period of psychedelic music brought it all in. It ties up with the expansion of the selling commodity, the change from the single to the album. As soon as there was more space, there was time to be more loose and to play. You have to be very, very good to make it work. The music did widen out a lot at that time. It was a country influence, a jazz influence, and Indian music influence as well. Derivation of almost all improvisation in rock is the blues. And Hendrix did coordinate the blues and modern rock. Improvisation really moves when it's top rate by someone who sets a kind of standard and has a style. And I think people search for this in their improvisation. What makes one improvisation better than another is a certain feeling of clearness of thinking. Not necessarily the notes, but more in the phrasing, the clarity of the phrasing. Once you've really played well together on an improvised section, it raises the whole standard of the song or the concert or the tour. Sometimes I even mix improvising with the writing of music by recording myself and listening back to it. I have virtually always improvised on my instrument. One of the things about improvising, it's very hard to judge it until after you've gone through a period of a few years. I try to watch my progress, judging it by the improvisation quite often. The difference between the first time you played something and reproducing it is that the first time is the most magical, but afterwards it turns into a melody and it changes from the idea of being an improvisation to being a melody. When you start to play off the top of your head, that's when the truth is really known about people. The cultural climate in which improv took place in rock in the 1960s and 70s is now pretty much extinct. By the 90s, the musician's skills are likely to have been superseded by the latest piece of technology. Seemingly untouched, however, is the Grateful Dead, whose performances are based on the idea of improvisation and whose reputation is based on the expectation of change. Jerry Garcia said, "What's interesting to me is the accidental, the chaotic. You know, the stuff you can't control or can't predict. The sense of individual control disappears and you're working together at another level entirely. After 25 years of exploring some of these outer limits of musical weirdness, this is stuff that we pretty much understand intuitively, but we don't have a language to talk about. It's not something that we're creating exactly. In a way, it's creating us. We can't make it happen either. It defines analysis, but certainly something to wonder about."